anywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Nikki Haley becomes the first woman to win a Republican presidential primary. She's taking home 19 delegates from the contest in Washington, D.C., but her campaign may only have a few more days left to go. Correspondent Skylar Henry.
Former President Trump drew crowds during his campaign rally in Richmond, Virginia, Saturday. Primary voters there and in 15 other states will head to the polls for Super Tuesday this week. A critical moment as both Trump and President Biden are the overwhelming frontrunners to earn their party's nominations.
Inflation is putting a squeeze on just about everything. Bankrate analyst Sarah Foster says a new survey shows access to credit has dwindled since the Fed started raising interest rates in March 2022.
Half of applicants who've applied for a loan or financial product since that time have been denied. And we also saw that 21% of all Americans say that their access to credit has gotten harder since the Fed began raising interest rates.
Third time's the charm for the incoming crew to the International Space Station.
How much fun was the ride up? Spacecraft Commander Matthew Dominic says Mission Control probably would have loved hearing what went on inside the Crew Dragon Endeavor.
I'm both glad and not glad that you don't have a copy of our ICS. The cheers the whole way up were incredible.
Veteran astronaut Michael Barrett says it was more than just cheers.
Just to let you know, it's kind of like a roller coaster ride with a bunch of really excited teenagers.
Barron and his rookie crewmates are due to dock at the space station early Tuesday to start their six-month stay. Peter King, CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center.
The U.S. has airdropped food and pallets over Gaza. Vice President Harris is calling on Israel and Hamas to stop the fighting.
Let's get a ceasefire. Let's reunite the hostages with their families. And let's provide immediate relief to the people of Gaza.
She was in Selma, Alabama to commemorate the 1965 March to Montgomery. Severe storms have dumped more than 7 feet of snow in the Sierra Nevada mountains. National Weather Service meteorologist David Roth says California is not the only place getting hit.
Each time a system comes into the West Coast, there's going to be heavy rain across portions of the Gulf Coast and east, potential for excessive rainfall along the central Gulf Coast Monday night into Tuesday night, where we have 3 to 5 inches of rain forecast across portions of southeast Louisiana.
Three people who were on that Alaska Airlines flight where the door plug blew out are suing the airline and Boeing for $1 billion. The passengers claim negligence caused the January incident, saying they've suffered severe mental, emotional, and psychological injuries, including post-traumatic stress as well as physical injuries. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers vetoed a major portion of over $2 billion in tax cuts from Republicans on Friday. The vetoed bills would have given tax breaks to people earning up to $150,000 a year, exempted some of retirees' income, and expanded tax credits for married tax filers. Evers said that the bills would have threatened the state's long-term fiscal health had they become law. Republicans blasted Evers for the veto, saying the tax cuts would have helped middle-class families and seniors. Some changes may be coming to Wisconsin's Office of School Safety if it doesn't get more money. Attorney General Josh Call is asking lawmakers for more money for the office's 24/7 tip line. Federal money is keeping it open for the rest of the year. Call's plan would use money the state gets from concealed carry permits after that. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
More changes for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, where college players have been undergoing physicals and doing drills, except for USC quarterback Caleb Williams, who is expected to be the first pick by the Bears. Williams says, why share that information with other teams when you're number one overall? Meanwhile, the Milwaukee Journal reports that the Packers have asked the agent of running back Aaron Jones to agree to a restructured contract or possibly face being released in a couple of weeks. Running back A.J. Dillon is not expected expected to return and will become a free agent. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
Overall, I think our team is in good shape. I think we have a very strong roster, but you know, nothing's set in stone in this league, and we're going to bring in as many guys as we can to be competitive. And I would imagine that our roster will look a lot different than it did last year, like it always does from year to year. And we're excited about that.
As Packers GM Brian Gutekunst with Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly cloudy, breezy, 51. Chance of showers and storms on your Monday, highs near 65. Showers and storms Monday night, one could be strong, we'll see a low around 38. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, highs in the mid-40s. For Wednesday, mostly sunny and a high of 45. Right now, it's 62.
Hi, this is Dr. Tim Slecker.
And this is Dr. Johnny Lupinacci.
Friday, best of the week, trending education news.
Boston Pencils every weekday at 7 p.m.
Like a touchdown on your radio dial.
Yeah!
And home of the Packers. 1400 a.m. and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of Anything Goes Friday / weekend here on the Tom Hartman Program. This is a rather disconcerting news story. Russia is using private militias to control and weaponize immigration into Europe. The Telegraph, the British newspaper The Telegraph, has done a real deep dive on this. And they write about this is Haley Dixon writing for Yahoo News. The Telegraph has now seen, or maybe quoting The Telegraph, I guess this is probably a reprint of The Telegraph piece. The Telegraph has now seen intelligence documents, they write, detailing plans for Russian agents to set up a, quote, 15,000-man-strong border police force comprised of former militias in Libya to control the flow of migrants. A security source says if you can control the migrant routes into Europe, then you can effectively control elections because you can restrict or flood a certain area with migrants in order to influence public opinion at a crucial time. We know that Russia was trying to flood Finland with brown-skinned migrants, basically, and Finland is notoriously white, and it was pushing Finland to the right, who was, you know, freaking out Finns, to the point that Finland closed their border with Russia. Because Russia was using their border with Finland to just smuggle people across. I'm wondering, I mean, you know, when I saw this graph on MSNBC earlier today of number of migrants during the Trump administration, and it was like, you know, at a certain level, and then the number of migrants coming through during the Biden administration, and it was like three times as many, just a huge jump. And it started literally within weeks of Biden being sworn into office. And I'm wondering, is this because the Russian trolls on social media? I mean, people down in Venezuela, they have Facebook, right? They have Twitter, they have social media. Is this because the Russian trolls were promoting that, hey, the border's wide open, look at this, Rand Paul just said it. You know, John Cornyn, the senator from Texas, Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas, just said the border's wide open. Come on, bye. Come on, guys, let's go. Is Russia pushing this here? I mean, I have no evidence of that. I'm speculating, it's pure speculation. The evidence is that they are definitely doing it in Europe. In fact, the Wagner Group, the mercenary army that Yevgeny Prigozhin started before Putin murdered him, is now in the Central African Republic, and they're using the group to physically force migrants up to Northern Africa and onto boats into Europe. The largest increase in migrants last year was through the Central Mediterranean route, according to Frontex, which noted that at 380,000, the number of irregular boarding crossings in 2023, it was the highest since 2016. And if Russia's not doing it, I'm telling you, the Republicans are doing it for them. Or Russia would be doing it for the Republicans, I guess. Because as soon as Biden came into office, suddenly we had all these Republicans rushing to the microphones. Mike Johnson did it again just a week ago, saying, our border's wide open, it's totally porous, anybody can come through. And of course, you take a clip of that. You know, here's the Speaker of the House of Representatives. Here's the senator from Texas saying the border's wide open. And you play that for a desperate person in Venezuela or Guatemala or Mexico or whatever. And they're thinking, oh, opportunity. And Trump and the right wingers know, just like Putin knows, that one of the ways to rile up white people is to move a whole bunch of brown people into their community. Immigration is a good thing. And in fact, immigration appears to be one of the major things that's responsible for the increase in our GDP. It's actually helping our country, all these immigrants from south of the border. But it has to be controlled. It has to be in a rational fashion. And we can't do that right now because our systems are so underfunded, which is why they put together this bill in the Senate that Mike Johnson is holding up in the House on the instructions from Donald Trump. Donald Trump says, don't fix the border. I want this crisis so that I can blame it on Biden and I can campaign against him using this. And it's just reprehensible. It's using desperate people as pawns in a political game. And like I said, Putin is doing, now we know for sure, Putin is doing this in Europe. This is, by the way, this is why you've got, I believe her name is Meloni, you've got this former fascist now as the president of Italy or the prime minister of Italy, I'm not sure which it is, because of all the immigrants who are coming in from North Africa. You've got, you know, right-wing government in Sweden because of immigrants coming into Sweden uncontrolled. You've got, you know, the rise of the right in Germany, the Alternative for Deutschland, the AfD party. Largely, you know, their big thing is stop immigrants. So Putin is playing these people like a fiddle. And I would argue that Trump and the Republicans in the United States are doing the same thing to the American voters. Just playing them like fiddles by manipulating these immigrants. I think it's wrong. It's tragic. But it's also just morally reprehensible. All right, those are my rants for the day. What's on your mind today? It's Anything Goes Friday. John in Long Island, New York. Hey, John, what's up?
Yeah, hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to talk also about the IVF controversy.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to talk about the judge's concurring opinion that, of course, was very controversial in itself because of his quoting of scripture.
Right.
And it just, as an atheist, it just kind of blows my mind. It's bad enough that I have to hear politicians constantly talking about prayers and God bless this and God bless that. And then I hear this guy in an opinion, a legal opinion, sounds like a Baptist minister or something.
He said that we have to worry about the wrath of God. I mean, he literally talked about the wrath of God. Really?
Right, wrath of holy God, right. That's going to come down on you, destroy us. Right. So where I'm going with this is, that as an atheist, I really feel almost invisible in this society, you know, my feelings, my opinions. And even though my group is growing and growing every year, there's more atheists and more Jews in this country, and we just don't get a say. And I think that the atheists, and I hate to use this as a comparison, but I think they should look to the trans community. Because if you remember, trans used to be, you know, guys dressed up in dresses as a joke, okay? And look how far they've come.
Well, not a joke. I mean, more an art form or whatever. I mean, drag shows and things like that. Yeah, I get your point.
I'm not trying to be facetious. I'm just, like, just being real here, just showing you how far they've come. So trans people now have, like, a big say in society, yet they're nowhere near the amount of atheists there are in this country, and yet atheists seem invisible.
Oh, there are more atheists probably than Muslims, too.
Yes. So they need to take a playbook, the playbook from the trans community and the LGBT also. What, they're 7% or something? Atheists maybe are 20%, but nobody knows because they're so invisible.
Right.
But the point is, the way that we seem to be going backwards, you know, with religion and mixing it into our constitution, and we need to stop this. And
John, have you ever reached out to the Freedom from Religion Foundation, the one that Ron Reagan promotes on TV?
You know, no, I haven't, but I've heard some people have been telling me this, and I'm going to have to do that. That's a very good idea.
I think the problem that you've just identified is that there's no central organizing place. I mean, you know, if you belong to a religion, there is a center, you know, there's a nexus, there's an organizing principle, there's a club that you can belong to that's official, that has, you know, legal status and has tax exempt status, in fact, you know, if you belong to a religion. But if you don't belong to a religion, the only one that I know of, I'm guessing there's probably others, but the only one I know of is the Freedom From Religion Foundation. And, you know, it'd be really a good idea if they were to become a little more evangelical and a little more organized and start doing events and things like that. But maybe they are. I have no idea. I've never had any contact with them. Probably we should get somebody from that group on our program.
I think that next group that you're going to start hearing more and more about, because I think people like me are getting set up.
Yeah, I get it. Anyway. I totally get it, John. Thank you very much. Good talking to you. 15 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls. It's Anything Goes Weekend here on the Tom Hartman Program, the place where smart people get their news. Stay tuned. I'll be right back with you.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
15 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay with us.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
This is Don Rosen. Come join me for local news, weather, sports, and some good morning fun as well. Weekday morning, 6 to 8 on 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM. WRJN, Hometown Radio, refreshed.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they'd love it. I mean, after all, it's a freeze-dried raw dog food, so it's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from having a few extra pounds to being more fit. They got a spring in their step, their coats got shinier, they got a sparkle in their eyes. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you're going to love how convenient and how healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. I can get you up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef-flavored dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. drmartypets.com/Tom. 21 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Brad in Prattville, Alabama. Hey, Brad, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I just wanted to make kind of a quick announcement for your Alabama listeners that currently we have a bill going through our state house. It's called SB 10, which it was framed by the Moms for Liberty and Clean Up Alabama, which are two groups trying to get a lot of the books out of our public libraries. But this bill, I'd really like to encourage the Alabama listeners to do some research on it. This is a bill that will destabilize our local library boards and make it easier for a small amount of politicians to stack their members on the boards in an attempt to get any books out of there which they find inappropriate, sexually explicit, anything like that. And it's very – the way the bill is written, it is so subjective, the wording that they use, that we're pretty sure it's a good chance it's going to fail. But I wanted to just let everybody know, call your state house representative, call your state senators and let them know. But also, there is a letter writing campaign to the Alabama Public Library, the APLS. Mm-hmm. We have about until April, there's going to be a public hearing on this bill. And we're encouraging everybody, because they are not taking emails, phone calls, or anything. It is only through letter writing that you can get your opinion to the APLS in Alabama. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to mention a group that is working to combat Moms for Liberty and the extremists. Cool. And it's called Read Freely Alabama. Mm-hmm. They are going to have a letter writing campaign today, and they have several of them set up. Today it's going to be in Montgomery at the New South Bookstore. Mm-hmm. On South Court Street. So anybody that's in the area, if you want to stop by, they've got letters, they got envelopes, they got stamps, everything. Wonderful. We need the support from the public to make sure that our libraries are safe.
Is there a website for them, Brad?
I believe it is readfreelyalabama.org.
Okay, great. And if not, people can stick it into a search engine and find it.
Yes, and it is a traditional grassroots effort. It is not an AstroTurf organization set up by giant groups. It is very much a grassroots organization. And we're trying to make sure that parents like us and other parents, if we go into the library and find something that we don't find appropriate for our kids, it is our job as parents to say, hey, you're not ready for that. Let's walk over.
Yeah, exactly.
That is my choice. And you know, we want the parents of Alabama to be able to make decisions on how they educate their children. We want to make sure that our libraries stay open, because that is one of the last that is one of the last forms of a free public education that we have.
You're right.
And we want to make sure that our libraries are kept intact and neutral from politics. And thank you.
Good on you, Brad. Good on you. Thank you for sharing that. And you know, hopefully Alabama listeners will jump on it. Thank you, Brad. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's on your mind today?
Well, I've been seeing a lot of stories, some of them by Fed officials, making the argument or the lie that we should not see any more, we should not see any Fed cuts for the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that all of these people are aware that if the Fed keeps rates high as they are right now, that will mean fewer jobs that Joe Biden is going to see. It's going to mean a stock market that is at a lower rate. All of this is going to benefit Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a time when inflation in America was lower than it is in Europe. And most of Europe is now getting lower than America because Europe has lower interest rates governing their economy.
Yeah, high interest rates can actually stimulate inflation.
That's exactly what it does. If you, like I said, if you look it up anywhere on the internet, it explains it. You raise the interest rate to induce inflation so that people will stop buying because you're trying to slow the economy down. And what Powell did is he sat there when the Fed was watching inflation in 2001, that magic 2% target that we have for inflation,
mm-hmm.
Powell watched that inflation go past that 2% in 2021, and he let it go up to 8.5% before he started cutting.
Right.
If it was so important, why did he wait 12 months?
Well, I think the argument is everybody thought it was a transient thing that was caused by the end of COVID.
Yeah, but how can you claim that it's transient when the Federal Reserve was pumping trillions of dollars into the economy as it was rising up to 8.5%?
Good point. Good point, Larry.
And so he watched that happen, and when it started to kind of peter out and start going, it looked like it was going to go down, that's when he took action and started jacking that Fed rate up.
Yeah.
And so now we have the highest Fed rate compared to Europe of all of those countries, except for, I think, England. And England is, they're crazy. They're conservatives.
No, they're out of control.
But so we have the highest Fed rate, and the rest of Europe actually has it lower. I looked it up. Theirs is lower than ours, and their inflation also is lower now.
Well, it may also have something to do with the fact that we've got massive, you know, monopoly consolidation here and not so much in Europe.
Now, this is Powell.
Yeah.
Okay. He jacked the Fed rate up, and you can go back and look at history. Whenever the Fed has, once the Fed rate is higher than inflation, once you drop the Fed down, inflation follows.
Yeah. I believe you. Larry, I got to run, but thank you for the call. Thanks for sharing that. Always nice to hear from you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where smart people get their news. We'll be right back with more of your calls on Anything Goes Weekend.
News, talk, and sports. Talk about your triple play.
Get this guy a chalk-strap and a cookie.
1400 AM, 99.1 FM, WRJN.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. That's 800-472-8060.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
On air, online, and on the Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go. Go.
This
go, go,
is 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
CBS News Brief. Nikki Haley has won her first Republican primary, picking up 19 delegates in Washington, D.C. She told supporters in Maine that she can beat President Biden.
I'm in every one of those polls, and I defeat Joe Biden by 18 points.
She still trails far behind former President Donald Trump, and 16 states and one territory vote on Super Tuesday. Inflation's been eating into bank accounts, while rising interest rates are eating into credit. Bankrate analyst Sarah Foster on a new survey.
73% of those with poor credit have been denied since the Fed began raising interest rates, but even more than half of those with good credit have been denied as well.
A new crew launches to the International Space Station on a SpaceX rocket.
Engines full power and liftoff of NASA Crew 8. Go Falcon, go SpaceX, and go NASA.
CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wickiehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's congressional maps will stay as they are for this November's election. The state Supreme Court declined to reconsider the congressional boundaries Friday. Liberal law firm Elias Law Group filed the challenge with the court after they ruled Wisconsin's legislative maps unconstitutional last year. The court's newest liberal judge, Justice Janet Protasiewicz, did not vote either way in the decision, saying she was not on the court when the underlying case was decided. Vice President Kamala Harris will talk about the economy and apprenticeships when she visits Wisconsin next week. Her visit to Madison will be her second trip to Wisconsin this year and the sixth time since taking office. Observers expect Wisconsin will be one of just a few states to tip November's presidential election. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Todd Almost Show.
Green Bay's a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly cloudy, breezy, 51. Chance of showers and storms on your Monday, highs near 65. Showers and storms Monday night, one could be strong. We'll see a low around 38. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, highs in the mid-40s. For Wednesday, mostly sunny and a high of 45. Right now, it's 62.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
News, talk, and the sports that made Wisconsin great. Packers, Bucks, and coming in 2024, the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
from international trade policy to immigration policy to housing. We've got all kinds of topics. The wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com. February is Heart Health Month. Actually, February's gone, isn't it? Hey, I encourage you and those you care about to take steps to improve your heart health. More than half the population would still benefit from blood pressure support, just like me. SuperBeats Heart Chews are the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended way to support healthy blood pressure. And they even promote healthy heart healthy energy without the stimulants. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in SuperBeats are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And with over 40,000 five-star reviews and counting, people are raving about SuperBeats Heart Chews. Because I want to be healthy, I've been using SuperBeats Heart Chews for years. Support your heart health with SuperBeats Heart Chews. Get a one-month supply free of SuperBeats Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to TomLovesBeats.com. That's right. This is the only place you can get it. Tom Loves Beats. T-H-O-M Loves B-E-E-T-S.com. TomLovesBeats.com. 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Susan in Caldwell, Idaho. Hey, Susan. What's up?
Hi there. Well, I'm sure you're aware of our botched execution on Wednesday.
They couldn't find a vein, right, if I'm remembering correctly?
Yes, but unlike Alabama, the warden and the director of corrections in Idaho are instructed to stop attempts after a reasonable time. And I guess an hour's worth of torture, mental torture, is enough, unlike Alabama, where that Mr. Smith was tortured for hours, and then they ended up giving him the gas mask execution in January. Well, of course, our legislature's in session, so the next day they pulled the director of corrections in to question him. One of the first questions out of one of our more radical Republican members was, what was the political leanings of the team? There were, I believe, four members, you know, attempting to find, made eight attempts to find the two necessary access veins. And the director responded, no, these people have no political disinclination to carry out a death penalty. They're volunteers. And then he put up a display. I've been telling my husband for years that there is no medical professional on these teams. There can't be. It's against our ethics.
Right.
Well, there it is. LPNs and RNs are on the list of approved volunteers, anonymous volunteers for this purpose. So I now have a call into my board of nursing to ask how this might conflict with our rules of conduct as nurses. I haven't got an answer back yet, but you might also be aware that our legislature last year put through a bill authorizing the firing squad as the backup.
Because
for
they're so pro-life, right, these Republicans?
Absolutely. But here, another good tidbit out of our director of corrections. You know, state facilities have to be built to certain standards. The Idaho State Department of Corrections cannot find any architects or engineers who are willing to work on a death penalty, a firing squad pit. Just can't. And then another question, just one more point, if you'll allow me.
Mm-hmm.
Mental torture. We have had another death row inmate who was issued five different death warrants over 2 years. Different death warrants, unlike this gentleman, Mr. Creech, who had the unsuccessful execution on Wednesday. This Mr. Oh, my gosh. Grisotto, I believe his name is, has had he's been on hospice for cancer and other things for years. And, you know, with the issues of finding the drugs, this, it causes delays, which is one reason we now have the firing squad option, if we can ever build it.
Right.
Five different death warrants in 2 years. Our federal district judge finally ruled that this was psychological torture and stayed him.
Wow.
So this man is still sitting there. He should have been the one who was executed on Wednesday when, however, by secret, our state obtained the, you know, necessary chemicals. And I would just like, on psychological torture, do you recall a 1951 movie with Cary Grant called People Will Talk, and Mr. Shunderson, the cadaver that was awarded to Dr., you know, the doctor character that Cary Grant portrayed after a botched hanging. Obviously, this man, Shunderson's neck did not break when hanged, but he was left to asphyxiate. His cadaver was delivered to Cary Grant's character for autopsy, and Cary Grant found him alive and took him on as a, you know, an asphyxia victim protege for years, which is kind of a subplot of this movie. I would recommend anybody with a heart to look at that and how that came out at the end. Yeah. How can you kill somebody twice or try to kill somebody twice and still say you're a moral human being?
Kill somebody even once and call yourself a moral human being? I mean, I'm just boggled that down in Alabama, this judge says, you've got to protect the frozen embryos because every human life is in the image of God, and God will be furious if you take human life. And then, you know, another stroke of the pen, he signs a death warrant.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah, that point's taken, absolutely. Down there where they just put the Mr. Smith to death with the untried gas, they didn't gas him to death. They asphyxiated him death over 20-odd minutes.
They suffocated him.
Absolutely, yes. But back to our backup situation with firing squad, or, you know, if we cannot do intravenous death, that's killing somebody again. And then you have a precedent here in Idaho from our federal judge that psychological torture is a reason to stop trying this.
I don't know why, you know, if they're so committed to killing people, and you know, this is... this opinion of mine is not what I would advocate because I'm opposed to the death penalty. But if you are going to kill people, why don't they, and they're having a problem getting drugs from the drug companies that don't want to be involved in this, why don't they simply go to the state police, which has a huge collection of fentanyl that has been seized in raids and taken as evidence, and much of it is long after the trials and people are already in jail. They've got fentanyl that they could dispose of. And just take, you know, a quarter teaspoon of fentanyl and stir it up in a glass of water and give it to the person. I mean, they would quietly die in their sleep from an overdose.
Point well taken. Especially since the police try to tell you every time you turn around that any dust from fentanyl affects them and they have to go to the emergency room to have it reversed.
I think they're not doing I think they're not doing it the way I just described because they love the brutality of it. They love the torture of it. They view it as vengeance. And
You're spot on. And Judge C. William Windmill calling it psychological torture to keep issuing death warrants, which is the actual timing of an execution and individual.
Yeah,
horrible.
I get it. Yeah. Susan, I need to move along, but thank you. Your point was really well made. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Yeah, have a good one. Bye-bye.
Good talking to you. Kathy in Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, Kathy, what's on your mind today?
Oh, wow. My timing sucks. A week before I called with a humorous anecdote, and Navalny just got murdered, and now this amazing call you just had. Let me pour through this.
That's okay. We can process more than one story at a time.
Okay. I don't know that I can. That's a problem. Anyway, I noticed that there was this little feud going on between Elon Musk and Stephen King over the name change from Twitter to X, and Stephen King just let loose this barrage of obscenities, and it's funny. And
when was this?
Oh, God, yeah, on Twitter. It was like this Twitter feud, and it just went on and on and on. And I thought, you know, I'm struggling with it, too, because it was a stupid thing to do with the X, and I thought, maybe there's a compromise. What if we took out the TW and added the X in front of the name, and we spelled it XITTER.
Right, and pronounce now, the X like you do in the president of China's name. Please don't say it out loud.
No, I wouldn't. You got me, Tom. You totally got me. And when I post stuff on this crazy little blog that I have on Facebook, anything about that website or Musk, I always entitle it Down the XITTER. So, you know, ridicule can be an art form. It can be humorous.
Yep.
Politicians hate it. They'd much rather you be angry.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And,
they'd much rather
and
you get
too.
Your screeds out. Right. I also like to refer to the Trump bromance with Putin, and I call them one name, Trumple-Putskin.
Trumple-Putskin. I love it.
Yeah. You get me. Okay, good stuff, Kathy.
Thank you. Thanks for calling and sharing that. Jay Day in Buchanan, Michigan?
Buchanan, Michigan. Hey. Yeah, Buchanan. What's up? Well, I got a simple solution for the Supreme Court. See, I don't like the idea of expanding it or reducing the number because that's problematic and it doesn't really solve the problem. What we need to do is the parliamentary procedure of a vote of no confidence. So if you had irregularities in your attaining the position or if you take case where you should have recused yourself, have a vote of no confidence against the guy, get rid of him.
Who would do the vote?
Senate.
Okay, well, isn't that the same thing as the impeachment?
Sort of, yeah.
I mean, this impeachment's already in the Constitution, and it doesn't take a supermajority. You could do it with a simple majority in the House. I guess you've got to have a supermajority in the Senate for the impeachment. But
yeah, you need a proper procedure for it.
Yeah, yeah. But, I get it. I think we've got a real problem in this country with the Supreme Court. J. Day, thank you very much for the call. It's not a problem that's going to be easily solved. I mean, we've got a Supreme Court that was packed. Two out of the three people that Donald Trump put on the court should have been Democratic appointees. There should be a Democratic majority on the court right now if Mitch McConnell had simply followed the rules and procedures that had been in place for every other Supreme Court justice in the history of the country.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
So we've got at least two illegitimate members of the Supreme Court, and then you got a couple of crackpots on there, too. 45 minutes past the hour.
When you think about it, talk radio is at Sports. Talk at Sports, 1400 AM, 99.1 FM, WRGN.
You've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple of years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I'm not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who have left five-star reviews on their website, like this one from Hallie. Honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You'll have no regrets. Louise and I love how soft our Cozy Earth sheets are. Cozy Earth sheets, available now in 15 awesome colors, are made from viscose from bamboo, making them temperature regulating so you'll sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code TOM at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth's bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. That's CozyEarth.com. Promo code TOM, T-H-O-M.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue-maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Dennis in Elgin, Illinois. Hey, Dennis, you've got a solution to the person who called earlier who objected to calling James Comer Comer Pyle because Gomer Pyle was such a good guy, actually. What have you got here?
Precisely. I would suggest Comer Simpson. A little goofy, not too bright.
Yeah.
And fixated on a single thing, only in Homer's case it's donuts, and in Comer's case it's the Republican Party.
Right. Just
something a little light at the end of your program today.
Okay.
In the end of the week.
Well, thank you, Dennis. That was a great one. That was worth waiting for. Thank you. Peter in Philadelphia. Hey, Peter, what's on your mind? Thanks for listening to SiriusXM.
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking my call. I almost wanted to change topics because I wanted to say, well, I guess, two quick points. One, about the death penalty, because our family, I'm the father of a rape victim. And so my mind has changed on the death penalty. I wanted to give the perspective from the point of view of a victim.
Mm-hmm.
But I had initially called to say that I think these efforts by the Republicans to, you know, block the immigration bill and all the money that would have gone to the border down there and their efforts to shut down the government should be viewed and put in the same context as when Nixon tried to scuttle the peace talks in the Vietnam War, in the same context as when Reagan paid the Ayatollahs to hold the U.S. hostages.
Yep.
This is all
treachery.
You know, sort of various parallels.
Yep.
This is what they do.
Yeah.
And I think that the message, you know, I'd be put in that context almost to sort of blunt or buffer any continued attempts between now and the election, so that the Republicans know, okay, if you're going to try this, we're going to call you out on it right away.
Yeah.
And it obviously won't affect the MAGA crowd, but I think it will light a little bit of a fire more under some Democrats, and certainly I would think also open the eyes of a lot of independents as well.
Yeah, I think that's the key to it, and Democrats just need to hammer on this because the news media is not doing a particularly good job. It was a one-day story. You know, hey, it passed the Senate. Now it's being blocked because Trump said to block it. It needs to be in the news every single day, all the way up to the election, or until they finally pass it.
And in the framework of treasonous acts, as those were.
Yep.
And you sort of made the same comment about this. This is not the documents case down in Florida. It's an espionage case. Things
exactly.
need to be framed as they deserve. And just briefly, Tom, again, from the perspective, our special needs. When I was a young man, I was for the death penalty, thinking I knew it all. Then when I saw how many people, not necessarily on death row, but people in general were falsely convicted, falsely imprisoned, I said, okay, there should be no death penalty unless there's absolute DNA proof or something like that. But our special needs daughter was raped a few years ago. And I'm sorry to say, Tom, but from my perspective, I have no empathy for the people who commit those crimes and get judged and adjudicated and convicted to death row. I just don't. I would consider myself, I wouldn't necessarily want to do it in a brutal way, But, Tom, you said it correctly, and I would say from my perspective, I don't feel bad about it. Yes, there is an aspect of revenge.
Yeah, no, I get it.
As a father where this happened, and I'm sorry to say I've tried to talk myself into ways to not think like that, but when I saw how the justice system worked, and even though he got a conviction, the boy never spent a day in prison. He went back to school. He was treated with kid gloves.
Yeah.
I was the one who was persecuted. Our daughter was the one who suffered more. She really became the one who became imprisoned.
Yeah,
in
this
her
is
own
so often the case with
room.
Rape.
So,
it's tragic. Peter, yeah, I understand. Exactly. You know, I've wondered how my opinions might change if somebody did something horrible to one of my children. I can't condemn you for that. I just, you know, I'll continue to say I don't believe taking human life is ever justified, but I totally get it.
And Tom, I won't fault you for that. I would love to still be able to have that opinion. I really
sure.
would.
Yeah.
There's a side of me that wishes that part of me would come back.
Yeah. No, I get it. Peter, I got to move along, but thank you for the call, and thanks for your thoughtful comments. Jaime in Houston, Texas. Hey, Jaime, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Just about the news media also again.
Mm-hmm.
The way the story of the Secretary of Defense.
Lloyd Austin.
I mean, from the beginning, yeah, I totally understand. It's not a good picture that, you know, that the White House didn't know.
Right.
But I get the feeling that they report the story like he was trying to keep it secret, like he was trying.
Yeah, no, he wasn't. He just figured it would be a quick procedure.
Know. Yeah, but
and it
again,
been,
too,
frankly.
I mean, the whole thing is, oh, if there was a crisis, how would they get a hold of him?
Yeah.
People, he was in Walter Reed, Army Hospital.
Right. Good point.
I mean, you know, come on. I mean, I'm sure if there was something going on, first they'd contact his chief of staff, who kind of was the one that dropped the ball.
Yeah.
You know, and even if they couldn't do that, I mean, you know, don't you think somebody at the Army?
It was a political attack, Jaime. You and I both know that. We both know this was all about Republicans looking for any little vulnerability in the Biden administration that they can whine and complain about. They're such damn snowflakes.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's added points for
ragging on a black man. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, you get bonus points for that.
Completely ridiculous.
Yeah. Thank you, Jaime. Well said. Appreciate the call. Special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Gerilyn Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Al Gorilla Rhythm, Jeremy Peterson, Mark Thoman, Connor Arroyo, Carna Verde, and Martha Salinas, to all the great folks who work on this program and help keep the gears moving. Thank you to all of them. And thank you to you. Thank you in particular when you reach out to our radio stations, our television stations, our advertisers, sponsors, supporters. Thank you so much. You know, get out there and get active. Tag, you're it. Have a great weekend, a wonderful weekend. I'll catch up with you on Monday.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from a few extra pounds to being more fit, and we could tell that they look better and they feel better. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off the first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
News, talk, and sports.
Talk about your triple play.
Get this guy a jockstrap and a cookie.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
this is Don Rosen. We're talking to local guests with lifestyle and important information for you. Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on 1400 AM, 99.9 FM and 98.1 FM. WRJN, hometown radio, refreshed.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Strong winds are spreading the flames as crews struggle to contain the largest wildfire in Texas history.